Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, January 7th. We're back from a vacation. Actually, we were here yesterday, but Jen wasn't.
I wasn't.
Welcome back to the show, Jen.
Thank you. I'm here.
How did yesterday go?
It was a crazy, crazy day. We had a lot of filming to do. And it's just been nuts.
Really?
Yeah, it's been kind of...
Did you get any sleep?
Not really. I mean, 5-6 hours. It's enough to...
It's enough to get you through the day, right?
Yeah, I'm lucky I like what I do, so.
Yeah, there you go.
When you don't like what you do, you're definitely more exhausted, you know?
That's true, right?
For sure, yeah. So, we're here. Now we're here.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
My weekend was fine. Did you watch the Golden Globes?
I did.
Chance? You did.
I was with my boss.
Really?
And my worst nightmare ever is having to like fix a cable TV setup. And when someone's like, "Hey, my TV needs to be fixed," I'm like, "Yeah, you've got the wrong guy. Like,
right.
I'm not the person." So you know, of course, like I have told her previously, "Oh, I can pretty much figure out anything," and so I could not figure it out. So I was like called like DirecTV, and they're like, "Well, you have a custom setup, so we can't come fix it." And then I had to find like an AV technician, and no one was in on Sundays. And so finally I called like her IT guy, and he came over and fixed it. But I go into like full meltdown panic mode when it comes to like fixing TVs and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like my worst nightmare.
Yeah. Why did she ask you to do it? I mean,
because I'm her assistant. She thinks I can fix everything.
Okay.
Which I mostly can, but I'd rather go back in time and die tragically on the Titanic than fix a cable setup for sure. I just can't.
Oh, well, we can arrange that.
Yeah, you know? Maybe. Oh, my gosh. If you had a time machine, where would be the first place you would go?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Never thought about it. I don't know.
You never thought about it?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I've spent years.
And would you go to the Titanic?
No. Only if somebody told me my future belonged to, like, fixing TVs. Not because there's anything wrong with that profession, but just because I hate it so much.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I would probably go back and, like, see my parents when they were, like, in their 20s or 30s.
Oh, really?
And just, like, I don't know, like watch them on a date or something. Yeah. Or,
whoa.
Yeah, I know. I know you're not. I mean,
that's true, right?
I mean, that would
be funny.
According to TV, you're not allowed to, like, talk to them or, like, interfere in any way.
Right.
But I would definitely want to just be like, I'm your kid from the future.
Yeah.
You know, these are things
you'd
want to
tell them.
I would want to tell them. They wouldn't believe
me.
Not
just to observe.
No, I would want to tell them and talk to them for sure. Yeah. I don't know. I would also want to just, I know they wouldn't. And I've also thought about the conversation of like proving to them that I am who I say I am. So I have like all of these points of like privacy to tell them that they've told me over the years that only like I would
know
or they would know about each other. So I would definitely have to pull those out of the hat and be like, when you were 6, you ate a worm. Or something. I know my mom definitely ate a worm. She's like, I ate a worm once. I'm like, that's cool. Good story.
So that's not going back that far, you know. I mean, when you ask me that, I'm trying to think like in history when I would like to be. But I don't know, man.
I mean, I don't know that I'd want to go back much
I know,
further.
It's always been worse than now, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it'd be like in the 1800s, everyone just has like rotten teeth and like bad breath and
right.
just stinks and is dirty and
uh-huh.
no. That's I'm good on
yeah,
that. Yeah.
Right? Everybody's hairy too.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I might want to go to like the 20s to like a speakeasy or something. I don't know. I don't know. See some good jazz back in the day. See some old musicians.
That's true. But I'm thinking now, you know, I mean, at the age where they didn't really shave much or anything. I mean, women must have been really hairy, you know?
Yeah, everyone had a full bush.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how dudes mostly are
and
anyway
on their
nowadays.
Their body, too, not just down there, you know?
Yeah, it's just body hair.
Yeah. But I guess we've grown not to like it, you know?
I know. Society makes us think it's gross.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it can be, but...
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know.
It's... I think it's
like
I don't know.
The time they didn't mind it. It was normal.
Yeah. I mean, they still have like bush fetish.
Right.
Like pornography.
Right.
For sure. Yeah. There's a lot of that out there. You know?
I'm not just thinking the genitals, though. I'm thinking the whole body, you know, like hairy legs and stuff. That's like a turn off, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't prefer it on myself. Yeah. But it's mostly too itchy to grow out.
Yeah.
You know? Especially if you wear something like leggings. Right. And then like, If you don't shave for like 2 weeks, like shave your legs, then that leg hairs like bend over and then poke your leg, and then right. It's just like itchy. And
so good.
Just scratching. You're like, ugh, so it's just better. So just get rid of 86. 86 the leg hair. It's fine. Some people like it, you know?
I suppose. I don't know. Who knows? Man.
I think like when people have armpit hair, mm-hmm. I feel like it just holds smells differently, you know?
Yeah.
Like I feel like if I don't shave my armpits for like a month or something in the middle of winter, I just feel like it just like, you know what I mean? Like it just like holds on to smells more or something,
right,
you know?
Right.
But when you shave it, you just don't have to worry about it.
Yeah,
you know?
I suppose.
Because that's when what I was hair's a kid, for.
When I was a kid, I mean, everybody had armpit hair, you know?
Yeah, girls
all
too.
All the women do, yeah.
Yeah.
All the women did. And bush too and everything. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just holds more smells. Because that's what it's for.
Does,
like,
yeah.
you excrete pheromones and smells for to attract
a mate. Do you think it's really for that? Because I thought it was more like for, like, lubrication, you know, where...
It's for, like, protection, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So your skin, you don't have skin against skin, you know?
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know where
both.
I read it.
Because I know for, like, genital hair, that's for, like... I mean, that's also that, but it's also pheromones because it just holds.
Uh-huh.
It just holds the,
smell, the
smells. So gross.
It's funny. I mean, today's age, we don't like hair. You know, it's funny.
I know. I mean, I don't like a completely hairless dude.
Right.
I think that's.
Yeah, for dudes, it's not. You know, I don't know, man. It doesn't look right when they shave their body. You
when
know?
It's a full hairless mole rat. It's like, oh no.
Shit, man.
Oh no.
I just spilled the goddamn
He spilled it so hard that his glasses flew off his face.
I know.
I think if it just stays in that spot,
we'll
get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least it's diet. It's not going to.
As long as it doesn't spill
anywhere. It's slowly spreading out.
Yeah. It is, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell you what, let's put on a song real quick.
Okay.
Just so I can go in. And dry this. I mean, I'm so irritated, you know?
It's okay. It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
What are we going to put,
Senorita? No use crying over spilled Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Which is like crack, so I hear.
Yeah. Oh, Diet Coke is like crack?
Yeah.
In what way?
It just, it shoots off all these fires in your brain the same way cocaine does.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Highly addictive.
All right. Well, I'll take it. All right, folks, we'll be right back.
Be
okay?
back.
We're back, and the coke is all picked up and everything.
Sure is.
So, yeah, maybe it was like crack. Maybe it just gave me, like, extra energy there or something.
Yeah, you just
know?
Had an overload.
Right. So, moving on from body hair.
Oh, man.
Yeah, right? So yeah, did you like anything in the Golden Globes? I mean, was there anything you liked there?
Tom Hanks' speech.
Really? I didn't see that.
Oh, it's so good. I love
Rick Gervais' speech. I like that.
Oh my God, Ricky Gervais is so funny. Right? He gave his friend a show called like it's something like The Biggest Idiot on the Planet, or I don't remember what it's called, but he basically he has this friend who he thinks is a total imbecile, and he funds this entire show for him to go traveling around the world because the guy's like never really left London before. And so he sends this guy on all these excursions to try all this new food, and it's actually really cool. Like, it starts off as a joke, but this guy ends up having like all these like deep life lessons, and just he goes to like China and they have like the bugs on a stick, and he's like he has to like taste it, and he's just doing all of these things outside of his comfort zone, and it's really cool to see, to like watch a person over the course of a season like totally become a different person, you know, and just really come into their own. I really enjoy the show. Yeah. Why can't I remember what it's called? It's like The Biggest Idiot or something like that. I don't remember. I'm kind of an idiot. I can't remember anything these days.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just liked that he let everybody have it. But, but I mean, it's like it made you squirm because you go, how can he get away with this shit, you know?
He's Ricky Gervais.
Did he tell him ahead of time he was going to say this? Probably not.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. He's
But he didn't give a shit because he's not coming back anyway, you know? It was his last...
Yeah, last he's also time, Ricky Gervais, and that's what he's known for. Oh, if he did anything but that, it wouldn't be...
Really?
He wouldn't be Ricky Gervais.
I've never really seen him
Yeah, he's the king of roasting.
Oh, okay.
Truly the king of roasting.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
big time.
Well, cool.
He's quite a pistol. For sure. For sure. I hope to meet him one day.
Yeah. So, yeah, there was some... I don't know. I didn't really. I don't like watching the awards shows. You know, it's just like these people are full of themselves. You know, celebrating themselves. I don't know. It's not. It's not something that I really enjoy. You watch Netflix, right? Sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
Did you see that new show called Messiah?
No.
You haven't seen it?
No.
So I was talking about it yesterday. I had my friend Elon here yesterday, and. It's a pretty cool show, you know. I mean, we always say, I don't know what show to watch and stuff. And that kind of looked good.
Yeah.
So I started watching it. I'm already on the... I only finished 3 episodes, believe it or not.
Okay.
So that's
you like
pretty
it.
Cool, right?
Yeah. I know you were saying you have a hard time attention span-wise with
right.
some shows.
So this one is like 45-minute episode or
it's
something.
It's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah, 30, 45 minutes, so it's not that bad, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm proud. I found like a show or something that I like. We'll see.
I tried The Irishman again and I just couldn't.
Right?
I just couldn't get through it.
I know, man.
And it's like such a letdown because you have these actors that you're like, it's a classic crew.
Right.
You know, like it's like Hollywood at its best.
It is. It's Scorsese, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always making great movies.
I
so
know.
So I think maybe everybody expected like really a big deal and it ended up being just a dragged out kind of thing. And
so dragged
out. The subject matter kind of boring, you know. And
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Get
you
it.
Know, I mean, yeah, you check out the CGI, how they made him look younger and all that stuff. And
that was the most exciting part.
Right, you know. And and the acting of course is good, but the story was just like
I know, you know, but it's like
yeah,
how good can anything be unless it's exciting,
right?
You
I know, but what can he do, you know?
Wah,
I mean,
wah, wah.
I guess Joe Pesci wasn't there on the show, right?
Yeah,
Ricky Gervais called him Baby Yoda, but he wasn't.
Yeah, he is kind of Baby Yoda. He's a tiny guy.
But I love him. I love the way he talks. You know, he's
yeah, he's got that, you know? Like where I'm from, like the Philly, New York, Jersey area. Like
that's how they talk, right?
So many people. You're like surrounded
like
by
all
Joe
these
Pesci's
Italians, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's
like The Sopranos too, right?
Yeah, it's that's more north.
Oh, really?
That's more north, yeah.
But
Philly,
that's Jersey, too, right?
It's Jersey, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they just, I don't know, it's comforting. Joe Pesci's comforting to me.
That's funny.
Yeah, I like it.
Wow.
I like it.
So is that where he's from, you think?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci.
He sure talks like it, though, you know, so.
I know, it's very like, da-da-da.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but at any rate, the Australian fires, man, have you been following that?
Oh, my gosh, it's a mess.
I mean, it shows no signs of stopping. And it's like, you know, when you see it from the satellite, it looks awful. Like the whole continent is full of it.
Yeah, they said twice the size of Belgium is burned.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
I don't know where they're going to go, man, but...
Joe Pesci's from Newark, New Jersey, by the way.
Oh, yeah, from Newark?
Yeah.
Okay.
Called
well,
it.
Yeah, you called it pretty well.
But yeah, the fires are devastating, and there's wildlife that's
right, they're saying close to a billion animals perished. That's a lot of animals.
I know.
Right?
I mean, that's also the American farming industry for
food
we eat every few days, so...
Right. They're saying 170... Whoa, we have a
fire alarm?
Well, maybe it's just a test.
Okay.
So.
My ears are ringing.
Yeah, right.
I was like, I have headphones on.
I know. It's like, what's going on, you know? They had an earthquake in Puerto Rico. Did you see that?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I've barely seen any news.
Yeah, 6.4 this morning.
Whoa.
Yeah.
A lot of destruction?
I don't know. Not that much, but they showed like a little resort. Not a resort, but sort of like a rock formation that was like a tourist attraction, and it broke down.
Oh, wow.
It like collapsed.
Yeah.
So that's pretty weird, you know. But as far as the fires, I mean, 173 people died already. And
in Australia?
In Australia, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And
I know. I saw this one video of this family. They were like under a dock. It was like a mom, a dad, and their two like young kids just under a dock, like covered in soot, watching the fires burn and their house burn around them.
Yeah.
It's devastating. How do you even stop something like this?
You don't. You just hope for rain, I suppose. Ugh. I mean, I read yesterday they've called some 3,000 National Guard or whatever, you know, to help out. But I don't know how many fires they can put out that way, you know.
Yeah. How did the fire start?
Many ways, just like they do here, you know. But they have like lightning, you know, and a lot of dry brush and stuff.
Yeah.
Some are arsons, of course. And it just goes and goes. And then you have all these dry winds and it just drives it. The way we have it here, you know, pretty much. And it's scary shit, you know.
It is.
But the funny thing is we think it's a small island that's going to be all consumed. But... when you put the map on top of the U.S. map, it's about just as large as the U.S., you know, North America.
I can't even imagine.
So it's pretty big, you know. I mean, it's not like it's going to be all consumed, but still, that's a lot of devastation, you know.
I know. It's scary when it happens here and there's, you know, just like a street of houses burning.
Right.
You know, that's devastating too.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks so
bad. I know.
I wish I had like tons of money to help.
Yeah, well, how are you going to help, you know?
I mean,
but I've seen GoFundMe, like $5 million raised and shit like that, you know? That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know how they're going to use it, but, you know,
Put like a giant hose into the ocean.
Yeah, right.
Have it suck the water out onto it. I don't know.
So, today the CES show starts... in Vegas.
What is it?
That's the Consumer Electronics Show. It's called CES.
That's fun.
And they have it every year where they show all the gadgets.
Okay.
The new gadgets and everything. So
my mom would like that. She loves gadgets.
Yeah. I know. It would be pretty cool to go. I mean, I've been a couple times, but all I remember is it's so big that you fall off your feet after a few hours, you know?
Yeah, kind of like,
you just can't walk anymore, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I've been to events like that where you're like, okay, I'm ready to go.
Right? Yeah.
You just have like a handful of pamphlets by the time
you
leave.
Exactly, yeah. And then it gets heavy with all the bags with the pamphlets and everything.
Yeah, the gift bags.
Right, and then it's harder to walk and...
samples.
But it's exciting, you know? I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff there. They're saying even they're going to introduce some high-tech sex toys. They're going to have a build your own vibrator workshop.
That's cool. That's so cool. That's so funny.
How are you going to build a vibrator? I don't know.
I mean, they have those contraptions that's like, there's like a bed that the girl lays down on, and then they have this machine that like the dildo's attached to.
Oh, the machines?
Yeah. So like maybe something like that. Yeah. I don't know.
Build a machine like that?
Yeah.
That pushes the dildo in and out?
Yeah. Oh, it's wow. Like, it has like a swirl thing. Like, it's like a whole situation.
I know. That's true. How can people get into that shit, you know?
I mean,
they probably do it for the movies, you know, for the porn movies.
Yeah, some people.
Otherwise, who the hell uses that, you know? I mean, can you imagine a woman using something like that? Why would she need to, you know?
I mean,
women, all they have to do is ask.
I know, but it's, I don't know. Guys think that they're usually really amazing, and it's not. Right. Not so always that amazing.
Right. So it's something to watch in a movie, you know? I don't think it's something that a woman would choose to use.
I think they would.
On a daily basis, really?
Yeah, I definitely think they would. I know, I have a lot of friends that I know would definitely sign up for that. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. I mean, it's like a running joke in the female community that, you know, like I saw this meme. It said, what was it? Oh my God. It was like, if the human race depended on women climaxing, there would be like 11 people.
Yeah, right. I know. It's a little more complicated than men.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I saw that on Girlies Are. It's a really funny, female Instagram. If any of our listeners want some, it's Girlies Are. It's an Instagram account.
Girlies what? Art?
Girlies Are.
Girlies Are.
Yeah, so GIRLYZAR, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really funny. They have a lot of like female jokes and just a lot of poking at men. Not in like a super mean way. It's not like men suck. Da, da, da. It's more just like jokes. Yeah. They're pretty supportive on there of everybody, which is pretty cool. Because I don't know. I don't like those accounts that are like, I mean, I know so many women that are just like man haters, and right. I'm not a man hater at all. I think guys are great. A little slow on the pickup sometimes, but pretty great. Truly though. Yeah. Like I have some really great, like male friends in my life, and you know, yeah. My brother's great. Like I know a lot of great dudes.
Yeah.
You know, they're not all, I mean,
not all dudes are bad, you know?
No, not bad at all. I think most people in general, men and women, are idiots. So.
Yeah, I guess that's true, right?
Myself included on that sometimes, so. Should see me when I have a crush on somebody. I had this like one person we were working with on set that I think is like super cute. And every time he talks to me, I'm just like,
You don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. So I end up like saying something really stupid, which is kind of my game.
Right.
Which explains a lot.
Isn't that funny though? I mean, when you're with attractive people, you don't know what it's like. You give them more power than they deserve, you know?
Totally. Right? Like, what is that? So it's like this psychological game I have to play with myself. Like,
right. And they don't really see that, you know?
No, I mean, they're just like, who's this like weird idiot over here?
Exactly. You know, I mean, to them, they just look normal, you know?
Totally.
Right?
I mean, some of the time, yeah. Sometimes they're like, I'm God's gift to the world.
Right. I guess some people
are like
that.
Yeah, and then I'm
like,
you're an ass. Yeah, when
people
are like that, I'm not into it.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
Not at all. It's a turn off, but.
Yeah. I know, but sometimes I wonder, you know? I wonder if they really deserve that, you know?
No, of course they don't. Nobody does.
Right.
I'm like, you don't even know who you're talking to.
Right,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? I'm like, I know myself. I know who I am. Like,
right.
Whatever.
And I'm better than you.
Not, I mean, not better, but you said it, not me.
Well, that's possible, you know?
You know?
Yeah.
Definitely cooler.
Yeah.
So cool.
I know. I'm telling you, it's like dating is such a...
mind fuck?
A mind fuck, it is.
Yeah.
That's a good way to describe it, you know?
I know, and I actually, like... and the thing is, because, like, I'm super friendly, and I have all of my female friends are generally super friendly, and we're very outgoing. We talk to people. We're great at conversation. Like, it's very easy for me to talk to people, especially when I'm not into them. So when I talk to people, oftentimes people think I'm interested in them because of the way I'm talking to them. But really, it's just like me being friendly.
Right.
Because
exactly.
That's just how I am. I just like to talk to people. I like to connect with people.
But guys always think that.
Yeah, they're like,
because many women won't talk to them, you know.
Yeah,
so
totally.
So when a woman's being nice, Mm. You know, you're like, oh, she's interested in me, you know.
Yeah, but no, that's not the case.
It's wishful thinking.
Like, definitely not the case, for sure. It's the best when, like, they think that, uh-huh. and then they're like, just so you know, like, I'm not interested. And I was like,
yeah, I'm not
either. Me either, like, for real. To like, oh, yeah. All right.
So how would someone know if you're interested in them? Would you give them signs?
If I'm just, like, sweating and, like, like really not playing it cool at all, like, I just become a total idiot.
Like, nervous, really?
Yeah, I do. I'm wow. If I, like, have a crush on somebody, I just, like, turn into this, like, stupid schoolgirl and, like, cannot keep it together.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see, that's a problem we have inside. You know, it has nothing to do with these people.
It's nothing external.
Right?
Nothing external at all. Yeah, I'm just, like, a hot mess.
I know. It's like with me, too. You know, I mean, it's like I can walk up and talk to anybody, you know, except for attractive women, because I don't want them to think I'm just another guy trying to pick them up.
We turn it into this high stakes game in our head.
Right.
And it's so not high stakes. Like, they're just a person. They take a shit just like we do.
Right.
They, like, clip their fingernails just like we do. They do all the same dumb mundane stuff we do.
Right.
They're just like, you just find them to be super high. You know what I mean?
We empower them only in our minds, you know?
Totally. They have zero power.
Right.
Unless we let them.
So it sucks, you know, because sometimes you want to walk up to an attractive woman and it's hard, you know? I mean,
yeah.
It's like you start getting, like you said, nervous and...
Yeah, cold, clammy hands. Oh, yeah. That's like the worst thing. My hands get so cold and clammy. Really? Yeah. We were like on set and this one guy gave me a high five. Not the one I had a crush on, but he gives me a high five and he looks at his hand and he was like, your hand was so... And I was like, I know it was clammy. I'm sorry. He was like, yeah, that was weird. I was like, yeah, kind of just feels like chilled chicken or something. Like chilled raw chicken. It's like a wet, chilled hand. It's not amazing.
I know. So, yeah, that's why most of the women I've been with in my life have been women that started talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because with me, it's like hard for me to walk up to an attractive woman again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it sucks because sometimes you don't get to be with the ones you really want to be with, you know?
Story of my life.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, but for you, it's different because a woman doesn't really hit on guys as far as the other way around.
Definitely will hit on a dude sometimes. So, like, the first guy I think that I was ever probably in love with, I met when I was working in Disney. And I just, like, was, like, really nervous around him and panicked and was just like, what's your number? And he was like, and gave me his number.
He wasn't prepared for it at all.
And then later on, like, when we got close, he was like, yeah, he's like, you beat me to it. Like, I was, for the record, I was going to ask you for your number. And I was like, really? Yeah, well, you snooze, you lose.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
Except you picked up where he.
Yeah, where he lacked.
Yeah.
Just like panicked and I was like, lock it down. Gotta lock it.
So you guys ended up in a relationship?
It was a really complicated situation. We were in the Disney program. We lived like right near each other and we hung out like every day. And it was like the first time I ever like really, really, really was into somebody. I actually lost my virginity to him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then like he left the program early and we stayed in contact and visited each other back and forth. He's from Ohio, so we flew back and forth a few times to hang out and then just...
I see. How long were you guys together?
Not really together, but just like talking and like seeing each other sort of for like on and off for a couple of years sure. And then I just like had a lot of just family shit going on in my life. And he one day it was just like, you have too much going on in your life and I can't handle the shit going on in your life. So like, I'm out. And I was like,
whoa,
great. Thanks for the support, bro. Thanks for the support.
Once he got what he wanted, then he can move on. Right?
Yeah, I guess so. No, I mean, I stopped talking to him when he left the program. I stopped talking to him and he was like, he was begging me to talk to him. And then I was like, all right, fine. And then we kind of like picked things back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah. Totally. God, but, it was like 10 years ago.
With me, it's like I gotta know they're interested first before I make a move, you know?
Because
you don't want to like make a fool out of yourself, you know?
Yeah, but at the same time, like, what have you got to lose?
Well, you know, I mean, rejection can be pretty brutal.
I mean, I know I'm an actor. I get it. I get it. My whole, I feel like I just, I've been prepping for being an actor my whole life.
Right.
Like just.
But being an actor still, you can tell yourself, okay, so I'm not the right, one for the part, you know.
Yeah,
it's not a reflection on you.
I know a lot of actors don't take it that way though. I take it that way because I'm just like, all right, I mean, I've definitely, I mean, as a director, I've auditioned actors before and I'm like, this person's great, but this isn't their spot,
what you're looking for, you know? So it's just like, you know, filling a position and a job, you know.
Totally.
And I mean, if they're looking for I don't know, for a blonde tall and you're not blonde and you're not tall,
I'm not blonde and I'm not tall,
right? So they're not gonna take you, you know.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if you fit what they're looking for, then you're, you know, but with relationships and stuff, it's like you do take it personally because it's like, what else is there?
Yeah, totally.
So, and I don't like rejection, you know, although people
but also
say,
there
well,
could
what's
be nothing wrong
worst?
With you and right. you're just not the right part for them.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's been good looking guys who have asked me out and I'm just, they're really attractive. I'm just not into them,
yeah,
you know.
Not your type, yeah.
Totally. I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. It's
and then sometimes I'm like, he's not that cute, but I kind of like him for some weird reason.
Right.
That happens too. And then I'm just sitting there like the whole time like, oh.
I know. What is it that is attracting me to them? It's hard to figure out.
Pheromones. It's a chemical biological thing. It is. It just scientifically, it just is.
Wow.
For sure.
There was somebody here on another show and they were like, making and selling pheromones, you know, in a bottle.
Yeah.
You think that would work?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, but they sell them, you know. Maybe it's working for somebody.
They just like get a bunch of hot people's pheromones and bottle them up.
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
Or just like in the lab or something, you know.
I know. I mean, because that's so artificial because our pheromones are so natural to us. They're so specific and biological to us, you know, like no one else has either of our pheromones, you know.
Right.
So to use a synthetic pheromone, it's false advertising.
Yeah. I'm like, you know? Just use a good cologne, you know, or fragrance or something.
Yeah, when a dude smells great, that's like
exactly,
an extra
right?
3 points.
Pheromones.
Yeah, for sure. You don't know how many dudes I've been on dates with whose like shirts smelled like mildew and they were like wrinkled. I'm like, did you pull this out of the bottom of your hamper after like piling gym clothes on top of it?
Right. And is that how important the date is to you that you wear this?
Yeah.
Shirt,
you know? I know this one guy I had a date with. He came to New York City all the way from upstate New York. So he traveled like 2 hours to come hang out with me, which like you would think that would be some sort of significant importance to him.
Right.
And he shows up with like a smelly dirty shirt. He was super cute, but his shirt was so smelly. So smelly.
Disgusting, huh?
I know. I'm just like,
you can't
dude.
Like be near them.
Yeah, and I was like all done up and everything and I'm just like, dude, you smell like a dirty shirt. He's just so gross.
Guys are fucking messy, man.
I know. Girls are messy too, believe you me.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
I don't know how people can do that. You know, my clothes every night go in the hamper, you know, shower every day. If I go out, shower again at night. I mean, it's just for your own feeling, you know?
I know.
How can people feel good about themselves if they wear like a smelly shirt? But they probably aren't even aware that it's smelly.
But how can you not be?
Because if you did, you wouldn't wear it.
That's not true.
Why? Yeah, I mean,
I know people are definitely like,
they know that the shirt is stinky and they'll still wear it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a whole wide array of people out there doing all sorts of things that neither of us would ever do. And that's the truth.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
I mean, I have my sloppy moments too, but
yeah,
you know, I mean, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
I suppose it is.
Just wash your shirts.
Yeah,
that's all I got to say.
Wash everything. Shit. You know?
Yeah, definitely wash everything.
What about people that wear the same underwear? My God.
Oh, my God. Flip it inside
Can you
out.
Imagine?
If you hand wash them. If you have to hand wash them, like if you're super busy, you have to hand wash them, then they're all crispy. When they dry, it's just crispy and stiff. Like, ew. So disgusting.
Crusty.
Not crusty, crispy. It's different. Crusty is something you can if you can pick off.
Right, if you don't wash them.
Yeah, crusty is if you don't wash them. Right. Amy Schumer made a joke about that. She's like, a woman always knows, like, she says when she dates guys, they're like, I don't know if this underwear is clean or dirty. And she's like, women don't have that problem.
Yeah.
A woman always knows. She goes, it always just looks like you've blown your nose in your underwear. And I'm like, that's so gross and so true.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, I hate love you for saying that.
Wow.
Yeah. And that would be crusty.
Yeah, that's
that would be crusty. Yeah. I hope my mom doesn't listen to this show.
I know.
She'll hate me for
We've been very disgusting lately.
I know. It's been nice.
We got to stop with that, man.
It's okay.
This female judge in Kentucky is accused of having a threesome in the courthouse with her staff.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
I wonder if they wore their, like, judge outfit.
She probably did, yeah.
I hope
yeah.
so.
But so she's temporarily suspended with pay. But
suspended with pay. That's yeah. like vacation.
I know.
I want to be suspended with pay.
I know. Well, that's while they're investigating the allegations. So I guess they can't really, you know, you're not accused of anything yet or, you know.
So you just can't do that? Or is somebody saying that, like, they were well, forced I think into you
can
it?
You can't do that. You know, I mean, the thing is that this is a place of work, you know.
Yeah.
I can imagine if you did that in your office and your boss knew, they would probably fire you too, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like that. You don't do this shit. And you wonder about the judgment of these people, you know. I mean, she's a judge for crying out loud, you know.
Mm.
So she puts people in jail, decides their fate and their future. And
right, and here she is doing something like that.
And does things that are irresponsible, you know?
Yeah.
But the shit that people will do for sex, man, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
I guess it's like those who don't do, those who can't do teach.
Yeah,
something like that.
But people do everything because of sex, you know? I mean,
it makes them crazy.
Yeah, like, you know, this, like sexual abuse everywhere, you know? Like now with the Boy Scouts, again, some men are suing and stuff. It seems like kids can't get away from sexual abuse, you know?
No.
It's like everywhere, man.
I mean, yeah, it is.
Everywhere, you know, I mean, even their own fucking parents sometimes abuse them, you know?
Like extra sick.
Yeah, you know, so you go, what the hell? You know, kids can't be safe anywhere.
No.
They get fucked up because of sex all the time. And it's just a drive that makes people crazy, you know? I mean,
right, like, I don't know why people can't just, like, yeah, wait a minute.
Because I guess sex drive, you know, can make people blind, you know? I don't know why, but...
Right, but like...
You know, I mean, I think nature made that so we would
procreate, yeah.
Procreate and stuff, you know?
But still...
And even unattractive people will I get know. To have sex, you know?
Right, like, that's why I think, like, sex work shouldn't be illegal. Like, I think yeah. people should have more access to that because some people don't have the confidence to talk to people or they don't have... the same access to
right, like, so just
find
like
people
release.
To sleep with. Yeah, yeah, so I think like sex work should be legal. Like someone wants to provide a service and get paid for it, and somebody needs a service and is willing to pay for it.
Right.
And like done
no
and
victim,
done.
Right.
Yeah, there's no victim. Like both parties are consenting,
right.
which is the most important thing.
Yeah, that's true. You need some release. I mean, look at all these countries where sex is so prohibited. And there's so much violence there and shit, you know, because mm-hmm. people don't have an outlet, I think, for that.
Exactly. You know? I yeah. know. I mean, like, in China, they have these, like, cuddle rooms where these people go in and just, like people, I think people lack human touch so much. And right. I don't think that, like, dating apps or anything like that really help. And so they have these, like, cuddle rooms and they're non-sexual. And the people right. go in and they pay people to cuddle with them.
Yeah.
And that just shows like how, and I know it's different than the sexual abuse we're talking about, but I think in some vein it's linked because mm. people like lack, like we need human touch.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's good for us to have it. It boosts our brain. It just does a lot for our bodies chemically.
Right.
And people are, you know, paying for things like that. And right. it's like,
and then they prey on children because those are easier to abuse.
And yeah. like they can, they think they can shut them up, or they do to animals,
right.
you know, bestiality, things like that. And that's right. also very sick.
Right. Because there's no consent, you know?
There's no consent. The animal doesn't even know what's
right.
going on.
Right. Same with kids, you know?
There's an episode of Black Mirror, the very first episode where
I know, with
you
the
saw
pig.
That with the pig.
No, I've heard of it, but I never saw that
you
episode
because
I don't want to see it.
You should. You
I don't
want to
see it. I mean, in fact, after
yeah,
about
keep your eyelids open and make you watch it.
After 2-3 episodes of Black Mirror, I decided I'm not going to watch it again. It's
really?
Too scary for me.
Really?
Yeah, in the way that it's too realistic, you know?
Yeah, I know the English are really good with that.
Yeah, yeah.
They're so good with that.
I know.
I love the episode White Bear. So
White
good.
Bear, which one was that?
This woman just wakes up and there's like pills everywhere and she's confused and she goes outside and she like doesn't remember anything and she's walking around and everyone's just videotaping her.
Oh, I know. I've seen that.
Yeah, that one. And right. then it turns out that she had just, she apparently was like part of like, and you're like feeling for her the whole time.
Right.
And like, then at the end, they like bring her out like on display and then she's like, all of a sudden on this like stage and everyone's watching her and she was like part of like killing this child.
Right.
You know,
she was accused of that.
Yeah. yeah. And you almost like feel for her. You're like, oh, my right. God, that's like it's like what we think when we hear, you know, if somebody like killed one of your kids or killed one of your family members, like you would want. I don't know about you, but I would want the most amount of torture and pain for that person possible.
Right.
But then you watch something like that and it almost puts a different perspective on it where you're like, oh my God, you like feel for this person being like tortured and tormented over and over again, you know, and she has like no recollection of it at all. And you feel for her in this, like
right.
in this way. But at the same time, you know that she like did this thing to a child. So you're like, I don't know how to feel about what's going on right now.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's the episode where they were rating people based on, if they like them or not, like with stars.
Oh, my God.
Remember that, the ratings?
Yeah.
And that's too
it's
real,
very
you
real.
Know?
It's very real.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, folks, we got to wrap up. Thank you, Jen, as always.
Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
And what else do we want to talk about? I guess nothing really, right?
Yeah. You okay. know, we got crusty underwear. We have
exactly. We
victims,
covered
pheromones.
Pretty much everything we need to cover
yeah.
for the morning, right?
Totally. Feel free to write in and give us some topics.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Jen. So
right.
we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.